The easiest thing would be to do is they go on there, go on half-hearted and have a go at it, and maybe 2 or 3 months down the line, leave. So I think Paul Hegarty has been honest with everybody at Derry City.
How big a surprise was it to you?
Well, it was, because knowing Higgsy the way I do, and I knew how desperately he wanted to be involved again, and they come in and do the job he has done. He's got the players playing again for the club, and then they say at the end of the season, you know, that, you know, he's leaving. It came as a bit of shock to me, but I can understand him too, because as I do know him as well, he wears his heart on his sleeve. If he can't give it 100%, then there's no point in doing it. So I think he's right. I think everybody's got to respect him.
And it is a case of putting family first.
Well, it is. And people forget, like, it's a really stressful job. You know, Derry City job is so time-consuming, committed to everything, that you have to put everything else on hold. And I think he's looked at the situation and said he's not able to they commit to it the way it demands, and he's just stepped back.
Since the word came out on Saturday, we spoke on Saturday afternoon, we were surprised that actually this had happened. We expected Paul to take the job. But all I've heard since, and I've got phone calls from various different people that would be supporters of the club, people that know a wee bit what goes on behind the scenes. Some of the supporters all were hearing us, that's because he hasn't been given a budget, that's because players are leaving, it's nothing at all to do with it.
Absolutely not. I've spoke to one or two of the directors. I haven't spoke to Paul yet himself, but I know the budget is in place. I know Paul Hegarty was quite happy with the way the budget was set out from this year. He got, I think he got nearly 95% of everything he asked for, you know, on and off the pitch. So it's nothing to do with it. And I think, you know, directors are coming in for a lot of criticism over the last year, you know, appointment of Roddy Collins, then the Peter Hutton era as well too. But let's be honest, there's nobody at the football club sets out to try and knock the club back. Everybody's in it to try and make the club successful. It hasn't worked. Now it's a new chapter. They've got to move on. They've got to find the right man for the job.
Problem is, there is no plan B.
Well, that's the problem, because I think everybody was so expecting Paul Hegarty to take a job, and there's always somebody out there who'll come in and do the job. There's no question about that there. It's just trying to get the right man. Now, they have made a few mistakes the last couple of years. They've got to make sure that they get the right man in place. It's going to get everybody behind the club and not, you know, not divide it and have people saying that we don't want this manager, we don't want that. They need somebody that's going to bring everybody together.